glory, glory. Jesus.
Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, God.
Good evening, good afternoon, it's early evening, amen. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Prophetess Valerie Burrell, grateful and thankful to God for another opportunity, yes, another opportunity to come and share with you all, our listening audience, tonight. Oh, God, we're so excited. Tonight, I have with me as my special guest a wonderful woman of God, a wonderful anointed woman of God, a woman with vision, a woman with purpose, a woman that's doing it according to God's will, plan, and purpose for her life. We welcome tonight Prophet Karina. I'm going to just leave it right there because, yeah, she's Prophet Karina. That's who she is. And she's here tonight to share with us concerning Broken Chains, Whole Living. This is an event that's coming forth, man. And so, sis, I'm gonna let you sort of go in and flow with how the Lord has placed this upon you. It's almost a burden that you have to do this. This is not something that you just thought about and said, oh, well, okay, yeah, we'll look at it next year, and we'll see how things go, and we'll see how the finances go, and we'll see how the venue goes, and da-da-da-da. But he was like, no, don't play with this one. Don't play with this one. Don't play with this one. So we welcome you to the show, Prophet, and just share with our listening audience tonight regarding Broken Chains, Whole Living.
God bless you, Prophet Valerie, my sister friend. I love you. I love you. I love you dearly. We have supported one another throughout the years on social media, and I always love to see you doing great things for the kingdom. And I thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to be on here with you as your special guest today. I am honored. And yes, praise the Lord. This has been a burden. This is a burden, not a burden in a bad way, but, you know, it's funny that you said that, you know, it wasn't the, okay, God, I'll do it next year. I didn't tell you that, but guess what? That was my initial response to God. Because I said, God, I'm not quite ready. And God said, yeah, you are. Yeah, you are, because I kept putting it off. Amen. I said, well, God, I know what you're saying, but I don't know that I'm ready to do something like that just yet. And I began to think about the finances, and I began to think about the venue. Glory. I thought about those three things specifically. And God said, but I told you to do it. Start doing what I told you to do, which was to initially just write down the things that he was saying. And as I started writing them down, being able to see it, because when God gives you a vision, you have to see it.
And you so better say that, You better say it.
It's a vision, so you have to see it. And sometimes you have to take it out of your mind's eye and put it down on paper and actually see it. And so that's when it became truly real for me. And so I began to write it down, what God was saying to me, and he began to put pieces together here and there. And before I knew it, it was a full vision. And I said, oh, my God. Mm-hmm. And he said, now where's your excuse? Jesus, where's your excuse?
Yeah.
See, I had to be a partaker of Broken Chains, Whole Living. I had to be the first partaker of it. Because I couldn't live by the excuse anymore. Praise God. So I want to talk about just a little bit about how this workshop started, how it came about. I have a family member in another state. We're here in Richmond, Virginia. And I have a family member in another state. And this family member was battling cancer. There were a lot of things going on, and someone very near and dear to my heart. And so every Friday night after work, my husband and I would get off work, jump in the car, and drive 3 hours to go be with family during this time. And we understood that it wasn't just we're going to support, we knew that we were going for battle every single time. And so we would leave on Friday, drive 3 hours there, drive 3 hours back on Sunday. And because we knew we were going into battle, we had to have a game plan. We were tired from working all week. You know, we had almost no sleep. We were living literally, and this went on for a couple of months. We were literally living out of our bags because we would come in on Sunday, drop the bags, wash clothes throughout the week, repack on Thursday, leave back out on Friday. And so, you know, tensions get very high during that time. And so we knew we, being, my husband and I, being battle buddies, we knew we had to stick together. We couldn't let any type of tension come in between us. Then as we were traveling down there, we had to make sure there was no tension between us and the rest of the family. And so we knew we were going into warfare. There was a lot to consider. And so going down and coming back, we would either pray in tongues for an extended period of time, we would pray, or we would worship. There was something that we would do every single time because we knew we had to re-strengthen ourselves, be re-strengthened by the Holy Ghost. And so as we continued to worship, one particular day we were in the car, we were driving back, and one of my favorite songs was on Break Every Chain, and I'm going in. You know how we do, just went in, and then the music stopped. The music just stopped, dead air. And I said, what in the world? And immediately God said, what happens when the music stops? And I said, my God. He said, what happens with the people when the music stops? And I said, what does happen? I didn't know. He said, teach my people. Because jail doors are flying open. Cells are flying open. Chains are being broken. People are being pulled out of captivity. But even after that, there's still a residue that remains on them because they've gone through it. And a lot of times, full healing does come, salvation, deliverance, and healing. But a lot of times, and if we look around at the people around us, even as we go to church, as we go to school, as we go to work, as we go to the grocery store, God said, begin to look at the people. Once the music stops, the chains have been broken, but they're not living a whole life. And God says, teach my people according to my word. And so God is saying in this hour, we have to get back to the word, to his word. Now, don't get me wrong. I am a worshiper at heart. If you want anything, anything, let me go into worship and I got it. But God is saying, even in this hour, yes, even in this hour, yes, worship him, but worship him through the study of the word, through the healing. He said there's healing in his word. And so that is how broken chains, whole living came about. He said we have to get past the experiences. It felt good in worship. It was a great worship. I cried and I had snot coming out and I was on the floor and it was great and it was wonderful and I, you know, I felt good. And then as soon as I got in the car and drove home, everything was the same again. And so God is saying, I need my people whole. I need them living a whole life. Amen. And what, and another thing God said, you know, the foundation, and I talk about this a lot. I'm so amazed because when I talk to different people about this, everybody is saying the same exact thing. That is what is truly blowing my mind. And I know that this is God because they're saying the same exact things. And God is saying the foundation has to be solid. We can worship. We can pray. But what's going to see us through is the one thing that will not return to him void. And that is his word.
Word. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so he said, amen, in this hour, the integrity of his people, you know, and I talk about this, is not the integrity of, you know, what you do behind closed doors, that type of integrity, but there's another type of integrity.
Mm-hmm.
When you build a house, the foundation has to be solid. The inspectors come out and they test the foundation. They make sure there's no cracks, there's no holes, there's, you know, no nothing in there that's going to cause this home to collapse. And so God is saying,
mm-hmm,
in this hour, it's inspection time. It's inspection time. And so he wants that foundation to be whole and undivided.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
He wants that foundation. He wants the integrity of it to be sure. He wants to shore up our foundation so that when we go into different places and into different situations, it's not just something that made us feel good for an hour or two, but it's about being transformed by the renewing of our
mm-hmm.
minds.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know,
amen,
we can go into service each week, but until we actually grab hold to the thing that does not change, like I said, the thing that does not return to him void, until we can grab hold of that,
mm-hmm. yeah,
then we won't, we're
and,
not
and
going to
thing,
see the true manifestation. Amen. Go ahead. Yes.
No, I was going to say, you know, and likewise, as a counselor, with temperament counselor and then character coach for men's basketball at the school where I work, I see so many people who would prefer to carry the change instead of dealing with their truth.
Mm.
They'd rather be burdened with carrying chains instead of coming to grips with their own truth. And so even as you were sharing, I was just grateful to God for how many will come and be transparent and be willing to accept their truth. Because in anything, until we come to terms with our truth, whether we hear the word or not, we got to deal with our truth and allow the word to allow us to find the word to put on our situation to get the healing that we need. But so people are just so complacent with just life. Well, I'm still here. Yeah, but it's not his will. It's not his plan that we just be here,
amen,
but we be
amen
here and live a whole life. That we live a life that's
yes
fulfilling, not just life. And so, you know, for those who are listening on tonight, you know, maybe it's you, maybe it's somebody you know. You know that they're walking around with chains. You may be the one walking around with chains, and because of pride, you've been unwilling to confront your truth. This is a perfect opportunity for you to come, be transparent with those who will equally be transparent to share with you according to the heart of God. The tools will impart the tools you need to get to a place of wholeness.
Amen.
Wonderful.
Amen.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
You know, and as you were,
wonderful,
as you were speaking, you know, and it's how I remember, you know, back when I first got saved, you know, I was sharing with my leader, you know, the details of the workshop and how things came about and everything. And God reminded me of back when I first started going to church. I didn't grow up in the church. You know, I didn't grow up in the church. I didn't know anything about Jesus. Didn't know anything about God. And so when I did
mm-hmm.
get saved, I remember sitting in church and there was a prophet. I didn't know anything about prophets. I didn't know that language. you know. And I remember sitting in church, and this prophet got up, and she began to walk the aisles, and she said, God, they don't even realize that they're bound. They don't realize that they're, you know, held in chains and, you know, things of that nature. And she was praying. And as she began to pray, you know, I knew I would see things and I would hear things, didn't really know why, didn't understand it. And so God showed me at that moment, he showed me myself sitting there in that chair in a straitjacket.
Wow.
My God. In a straitjacket. And I had to face who I was and what I was at that moment. And as you were saying, you know, people, sometimes we don't want to face it. We would rather walk around in bondage. And during that time, I remember being taught, you know, sometimes there's sometimes we would rather the pain of staying the same, remaining the same, than to change. Sometimes there's going to be a pain to change.
Yes.
But it's okay.
Yes.
You know, and I want to say, you know, this workshop, to all those that are in Richmond, Mechanicsville, Henrico, Petersburg, you know, wherever. I'm not from here, so I tend to forget some of the areas, Hanover. But I want to tell you, this workshop is free. God said there will be no excuses. There will be no excuses. So if you are in the area and you choose not to come, that's fine, but it's free. It is a free workshop. Amen. We're gonna be meeting on August 5th, starting 9:30, from 9:30 to 3 at Libby Mill Library. This is a free workshop because it's not about any one particular person. It's not about money. It's not about any of those things. Not saying, you know, the other different things, they're fine. We need conferences. We need, you know, all different types of things. We need prayer lines. We need prophetic lines. We need all of those things, but we also need to sit down in a classroom setting and hear the word of the Lord.
Amen.
Learn the word of the Lord. Be healed by the word of the Lord.
Amen. That's good. Woo! Broken chains, whole living. Yeah. It's time for those who have been bound to be free, if you choose, you know, be
if
like the alcoholic who, you know, just prefer to just get drunk and stay bound to that, not knowing, you know, just being lost. You don't have to be lost anymore.
Right.
You don't have to be lost anymore.
Right.
You don't have to be wandering anymore. You can come to this intensive and be taught the word, experience a move, a true move, not an entertained move, but a true move of God, where he will be able to speak specifically to your need so that what you've been carrying can be broken off of you. And I believe that in this intensive, they're going to not just touch the surface and break it. They're going to go to the root of the situation and break it.
Yes.
Go on and dig that thing up so you don't have to worry about it returning. You can live a whole life. Amen. So,
Amen.
Prophet Karina, thank you. Thank you so much for sharing with us this evening. You're going to have facilitators. Who are the facilitators, and what specifics will they be ministering on during this intensive?
Amen. So we're going to have three facilitators. Minister David Whitfield, and he's going to be talking about after the music stops. Then we're going to have Elder T. Logan, and she's going to be talking about living whole, delivered, and healed. And then Brother Leroy Calhoun, he's going to be talking about healed by the word. He's actually my husband, praise the Lord.
Amen.
And then I will be doing, yes, and I will be doing a mini segment, Life After Death. Death of our
wow.
of our flesh.
Flesh.
Death of our emotions.
Amen.
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 So
Amen.
It's
That's awesome.
God has planned it out. Amen. He's planned it out to be well rounded, you know, to hit the mark, to do what, you know, he's called us to do. You know, we are about our Father's business. We're not trying to make a name for ourselves or anything like that. We just want to do exactly what he said to do. And that is why we're in a classroom setting at the library, sitting down at desk, you know, hearing the word of the Lord
Amen.
So that it can permeate.
Amen.
And you can register. Even though the workshop intensive is free, we do want you to register so we can have a head count, because we will have light snacks. and
Amen.
So we do want you to register at Eventbrite, Broken Chains Whole Living Intensive. Again, it's at Living Mill Library. If you want to reach out to me, you can contact me on Facebook, Karina Haddon Calhoun. We can get you set up, or you can go to Eventbrite, either
Amen.
One. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, listeners, I want you to take heed to what you've heard tonight and let it marinate for just a quick minute. Then I need you to go to eventbrite.com, look up Broken Chains, Whole Living, and go ahead and get yourself registered. Register yourself, register your mama,
Amen.
Daddy, uncle, brother, cousin, all of
yes.
them need it. Go on and get them registered. And y'all come on and show up and get what it is you need so that you can be whole.
Amen.
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 Amen. Tell a friend,
Amen.
Save a life.
Amen. I like that. I like that. Tell a friend,
Amen.
Save a life. Amen. Well, listeners, we thank you so much for joining us this evening. I know that I have been blessed by what has been shared and have great anticipation for this event, that this intensive that will be held in less than a month. And we invite you, listeners, to join us again on Sunday at 8 o'clock p.m., where we will be releasing another relevant kingdom teaching to bless your life and empower you. Until then, we remind each of you that you are the key to your own empowerment. And as you do things to add to your life, don't be satisfied with that. Take the responsibility to go ahead and empower someone else. We love you all. Prophet Karina, thank you again so much for being with us. Thank you, listening audience, for those of you who called in and those who joined us in the chat line. We say God bless you and have a great evening. Good night.